Would turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter 1. And this should be, hopefully, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Just want to read like the first six verses. Philippians, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for the people of this assembly. And I mean that. I said it before, and I plan on saying it again. But every now and then, I plan on saying it to you. Just so you know. This place where we gather together is special. Now, it's only special because this is the place where we gather. Where the assembly gets assembled. It's not this building, it's not the wood, it's not the carpeting, it's not the cushions on the seats, although I really do appreciate them, because I still remember those hard benches. But I was here every Sunday I could be, even with the hard benches. And I felt them after I left, but I was still glad to be here. Yeah. This building, which most of us reworked, is only special because it's the place where you assemble. There's no intrinsic holiness to this building other than the fact that there are angels here when we're gathered together. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. I thank God for that. Now, this assembly, as it is, has met in three different places since I've joined. So it can't be the place. Right. And counting back to Brown's Road, that's four. For some of us. I'm not going to count New Zion because that was a good place to leave at the time. But that's where I met a bunch of you. And I wrote Henry Mahan a letter and told him what happened, and he wrote me a letter back, which I got, and he told me about a fellow named Earl Cochran and that how I ought to get in touch with him. And actually, the day I got the letter and had opened it and had just read it, I'd come back from work and got the mail, I got a phone call from Henry Mahan saying, you got to get in touch with Earl Cochran. So I knew he was serious about it. And it's the God's honest truth. And I had already planned on calling Earl because there were so few people I knew anyway. But the only reason I wrote Henry that letter is because we knew him from the television and from getting tapes from his services. And it turned out that week I wrote him the letter, he was up at Mapscott preaching a meeting, which I didn't know. Because if I'd known, I'd have gone up there anyway. But it worked out. I called Earl. Walter called Earl. We went up there and met. Earl thought we was Jehovah Witnesses. We weren't. But he thought that. We thought we might get shot because him and Matthew were out back in their overalls shooting their black powder rifles. And I looked at Walter and I said, we didn't come up here to get shot, did we? He said, I hope not. That's me too. But it worked out. And these two assemblies decided to gather together. The assembly from Browns Road joined with the assembly at Mabscott and became one assembly. And this is that same assembly that joined together over 20 years ago. Now, people have come, people have gone. But the assembly is still here. Some who were with us at Browns Road are gone now. Some who were with us when we came together at Mabscott are gone now. But the assembly is still here. There were some that came in, we've talked about this, stayed a while, and left. But the assembly is still here. Now there were some people that came and left and came back. And we're glad for that too. But the assembly is still here. People have said we wouldn't last. People have said that the place would fall apart without them. You know, when God makes a house, it's His house. And it don't come apart till He says so. Now, there may not still be a church at Philippi. I don't know. But that's His business, not mine. Mine's with this assembly. And I'm going to be here as long as I can. That's the whole plan I got. That's it, you know. I keep coming. Well, it worked for years with Earl. I don't know how he put up with us as young as we were and as dumb as I was and some of the things I said. But he did. And we kept coming. But people said this place would fall apart when they left. But the good thing about that is people are wrong every day. The assembly is still here. I remember a story, now I wasn't here for this, of a business meeting where two people who had just started coming said they needed to get rid of the preacher, who was Earl at the time. They left. Instead. And I thank God for that. Because Earl Cochran stood up here and preached for years. Walter Pendleton has stood up here and preached for years. And I'm standing up here right now speaking to you today. Because this assembly is still here. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you all for your fellowship in the gospel. From the first day. Now it was an eventful first day. When these two people, these two groups, gathered together. We talked about this the other day. You know, you're getting old when you start reminiscing in the past a while. Start to wondering, I guess I got more of a past than I have a future. That's okay. I'm in the present. I'm happy with it. But I remember that first day. There was what, at the time, Maps got called the Sunday school lesson. Which I think was took over by Walter after a short pause. And Earl stood up there talking. And as far as I knew, that was the way things were done. I didn't know anybody else was supposed to be teaching the lesson. So Earl stood up there, right in front of me and Walter, because we were on that side of the church in the front row, or he was in the front row, I was right behind him. And he talked, and he talked, and it was good. Man, it was good stuff. Because the only people we ever heard tell the truth was me and Walter. And among ourselves. And Henry Mahan on tape, some other fellas from Dallas that were a little iffy, but most of their stuff was good. But it was nice. It really was. And this, while this was going on, after this went on, this very first day we were there, a man stood up and accused Earl Cochran of denigrating the Word of God. He was wrong.
He was wrong.
Dead wrong. That's exactly it. He was dead wrong. Because up until now, and hopefully from now on, the one constant of this assembly has been the gospel of Christ is preached and believed here. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. If you can't take the gospel of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't stay. You might stay for a while, and hey, you might be here forever. I don't know. But it's going to be hard on you. Because that's all I got to say. That's all Walter's got to say. And that's all Earl ever said. If we said anything wrong, that was of ourselves, not from the book. That's what this assembly is about. And that's why I thank God for you. Because this is what it's about for you. This is why I come to this place. I've come here for over 20 years in three different places. Same assembly. To listen and to learn of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Speaking is secondary. I came to listen to Earl and Walter. That's what I come for. I come now to hear Walter speak about my Lord. Now, I also want to speak about my Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm glad you all are here. And we can laugh, and we can joke, and we can cut up, because we do. I'm prone to that. I'm sorry if it offends somebody. But I'm not changing. But I'm dead serious about the gospel of Christ. I will not be joking about him. I will not be listening to jokes about him. And I will not listen to anything that's not the truth about him. And I don't believe y'all will either. Because we've had some folks say some different things, and then we've had discussions afterwards. Constructive discussions. Because our fellowship is in Jesus Christ. Friendships have come about because of our gathering together, but the gathering comes about because of the fellowship of the gospel. I come because the gospel of Christ is preached here. If the gospel of Christ was not preached here, I'd stay home. I'm too hard-headed to go anywhere else. And I got plenty of books to read. I got plenty of things Debbie wants me to do. So I have plenty of things to take my time. But the gospel of Christ is preached here. And this is where I want to be. Because this is God's family gathered together here. I believe that. It's a strange thing to say sometimes. But we are family. And it's as real as Jesus Christ is real. Because it's in him that we are family. And I like being here. I love hearing the gospel preached. And I love learning about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now, I mentioned earlier, this fellowship started the first day. That first Sunday, Earl taught his lesson. And basically, I thought of it as a sermon. But, you know, he called it his lesson. Before the actual preaching service started. Now, I don't remember exactly what it was all about, but I do remember he made a statement that I actually don't know that I'd ever heard anybody ever make before, and this is what offended somebody. He was talking about this physical book, the Bible, okay? The Bible he had in his hands. This physical book, he said, was leather and paper and ink. And I remember him stating something to the effect of that this book is not a holy object.
Right.
It's not. he was correct. It's a material item made by men and machines.
Yeah.
Therefore, by definition, it's not holy.
Right.
If a man made it, it's not holy. You can take that to the bank. The physical object itself, because only God is holy. Only Jesus Christ is holy. Only the Holy Spirit is holy. That's what Earl talked about that morning, and I do remember that. It is the Word of God handed down to men. It is where we learn of God through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. But the book has no special powers. None. Otherwise, every motel room in America would be a church. Because that's where it is. But it doesn't seem to do a whole lot of good to the people in the motel rooms. Now, Earl stated this, and he was accosted after this lesson by this man. Now, I didn't know it at the time. I found out later. But the man who accosted him was the man who was supposed to be teaching that Sunday school lesson. He had been doing that. I didn't know that. This is our first day there at Mapscott. And he came up to Earl after it was over, and he stated that he was tired of hearing people denigrate the Word of God. He was talking about Earl. I knew this, and I disagreed. And I stood up, and Walter stood up, and Walter said he didn't know that he was talking about Earl. He thought, yeah, at the time, but he found out. Earl said something to the effect of, "I'm sorry to hear that."
Yeah.
And I believe that Earl was sorry to hear that. That fellow went away.
Yeah.
He was gone shortly after that.
Yeah.
I have never seen him since. I wouldn't recognize him if he walked up to me right now, and I don't miss him. However, if he wants to come back and listen, I got no problem with that. The preaching service started after a break. Earl preached, and it was good. That was my first day as a part of this assembly where we gathered together. I had fellowship in the gospel with some, and I didn't with others. And nothing has changed. That man left that assembly that day. But that assembly is right here now. After a stopover at the Gent Fire Department, and after working on this place, this assembly is still here. I don't know where he is. I don't know where the others are. But I'm still here. Walter's still here. And you're still here. And I thank God for that. We might get upset. We might get confused. I can get confused easily some days. But I'm not going anywhere. By God's grace, I'm not going anywhere. Because as I said this morning, Walter, I am always glad to be here. Sure, some days are better than others, but I'm always glad to be here. And I'm always glad that you are here, each and every one of you. And I can say with Paul that I am confident of one thing. He that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. As first of all, is he that performed the good work. It's a good work. And if it's in you, he performed it. And if he performed it, it's a good work. I like that. It's a good work if he performed it, and if he performed it, it's a good work. And if it's in you, he'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's it. And that's because of Jesus Christ. He has begun a good work. He will perform it. In the Old Testament, words were written, I have purposed it, I'll bring it to pass. I've purposed it, I'll do it. He will. Those are the words of God. As I read last week, he has declared and he has saved. Those are the words of God. He has predestined his people to be made into the image of his Son. He has given his people eternal life. He has saved them from their sins. And I believe this with all my heart, as much as I am able. I believe God. I believe that Jesus Christ has saved his people and is now calling them by name unto himself. Now, this assembly has always heard these things. And this assembly still gathers together. I said, some have come, some have gone. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This same gospel is the savor of life unto life to some and the savor of death unto death to others. And sometimes you see it both ways. Both ways. Hebrews has a verse in it that says, the same gospel was preached unto you as unto them. But it didn't profit them. How can the gospel not be a prophet? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Without faith, this book is of no value to you. It might be a good condemnation to you if you read it. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And faith is the gift of God. I know people get angry at Baptists for quoting that verse, but it's still there. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I've seen them come and I've seen them go. But I thank God for those that are here, that are still here. I thank God for those who'd want to be here but can't for whatever reason. We are here today, and I thank God for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. I brought this with me again. This is our first directory from November the 15th, 1992. And Mason, I don't know why your name is not on here. But it's not. But it should be. And I look at this, and there's some people's names on here that aren't here now. But most of the people who are on this are still here. And there's some new ones. Some others. And I thank God for y'all. And I am glad to be here. And Lord willing, I will continue to be glad to be here whenever I'm here. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your fellowship, for your love, for your salvation, and for the work you have worked in us and will perform until the day, your day, comes, the day of Jesus Christ. And we ask that you would keep us by the power of faith, as you have promised, and we know you will. And we'll thank you and praise you to the best of our abilities that we can. Thank you for all you've done for us. In Christ's name, amen.